Welcome back to Project Independence AU Senior Talk Radio, 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. You are listening to Old Time Radio, Duffy's Tavern, Archie's Yearbook. I believe that first aired February 16th, 1949.
Is that just in the back of your head? You just knew that?
That was a while ago.
I have no recollection of that. I was not even a thought in someone's eye at that time. Duffy's Tavern, that was, is that Valentine's Day?
What did you say, February 14th?
That's right. So yeah, I don't even know. What am I talking about? I was going to say, it doesn't exactly sound like a romantic kind of Valentine's Day radio show. Duffy's Tavern, Archie's Yearbook. Yeah. Oh, such a romantic setting. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it. We are now back to our program, Talk of the Town, and that's where Ann Hirsch and Christina Liu and I will be talking a little bit about what's going on here in North Hempstead and the town, the other town departments and parks and what's coming up. Though I did want to mention one thing before we go on to talk of the town. Lisa Stern from Family and Children's, I don't think she could believe how fast it went, her segment, and she didn't get a chance to mention their Omnibud service program, and she really wanted to get it out there. And their program is a Ombudsman's a citizen representative. It's a state-certified volunteer with legal access to nursing homes, adult homes, and assisted living facilities in Nassau County. So if you're interested in that, there is a number you can call. This program is part of a statewide network, and the program is conducted by FCA with funds from Nassau County Office for the Aging through the New York State Office for Aging. So we do encourage you to call if this sounds of interest to you. The phone number is 516-466-9718, extension 2. Is that a 2, Christina?
Yes, a 2.
Because
yes.
It looks like it could be something else, a little squiggly, but it's definitely a 2. Okay, so it's 466-9718, and that's for the Bud Service program. So give it a call if you have any questions. So what is going on, Christina? What's happening in North Hempstead?
Well, as we've been saying for the last couple of weeks, there is certainly not a downtime in North Hempstead.
Right.
There's constantly new and exciting programs going on. And I just, very exciting, which is hot off the presses. I hope everyone out there has received the latest issue of the Pioneer newsletter.
And it was terrific.
Good. And Anne just not biased, even though she might, may or may not be featured within this issue.
I love
but, it's really a great, it's a great issue, and it's filled with all about advanced care planning. All the articles are kind of centered around that and just planning, you know, in all different aspects of your life, which is an important topic. We like to be prepared in Project Independence and plan. But it was sent out this week, so everyone should have received it. And if you did not, please call 311 and we will make sure your name is on the list, because it's definitely important. So
Right. We'll make sure you get it if for some reason you didn't.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and now it's very, it's, you know, the new model, I think it's about a year now. We changed up, like, the layout of it, so now it's all flashy and colored. So you can't miss it.
Right, and it's a good, it's an easy read. It's, you know, it really has a good flow, and we do feature, we have a theme for each newsletter. And this one, as Project Independence, really the goal is planning.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, whether it's the kind of planning we like to do or we should do, it really provides a lot of information and phone numbers and people you could talk to and how to get help and when to do it and if the
time
is
right. What's great too is that, you know, this whole Pioneer newsletter process is really a collaborative effort. So you have, you know, professionals submitting articles from their point of view of how to prepare. We even have an article from a PI member who, you know, explains his process of planning this and having the family powwow. And you know, so everyone's all hands communications, you know, our department, everyone kind of collaborates on this. So to make it how wonderful it is. So.
The town of North Hempstead has truly done a phenomenal outreach of using various forms of media, whether it's the radio, whether it's this newsletter. It's fantastic, so that everyone is connected in some manner to different aspects of what we need to know as we age in place.
Right. And isn't it funny how you refer to a publication and the radio when really with technology that's just so far-reaching, but really in the population.
Absolutely.
For the seniors, we're still needing to use you know, good old radio and public and the, and writing publications. Though I think, you know, we're all getting more accustomed to using technology.
Well, we also have our email newsletter, so you know we have we're really covering all of our bases.
That's true. That's
we'll have your email. Call my cell phone. Yeah.
But you know, in a day and age where there are breaches of things, this is wonderful to have something in print that. It goes out to a lot of people,
absolutely.
But still, it's the community.
Right.
No, and too, what we do also is on the back page, you know, there's a bunch of, you know, events that are coming. So you could literally rip that page off, stick it on your fridge, and see what's coming up in North Hempstead. So please, everyone, check and make sure you got this. If you did not, call 311 or 869-6311, and I will make sure you get it.
You know, Christina, nothing says welcome to fall. Do I sound depressed when I say that?
It did sound a little.
Nothing says welcome back to fall, y'all, when it's time for flu shots. Can we really be thinking about flu shots?
I know. But it's, listen, fall's a lovely time of year. I'm going to be positive. It's new fashion for fall.
New fashion. So we were looking at that yesterday.
We were looking at our catalog, so that's an upside to things.
Right.
But I definitely... like I said, North Hempstead has tons of great events to look forward to this upcoming September. So the flu shots, I can actually pull up the dates. I don't have them in front of me.
Okay,
but they're
great.
Hot off the presses, those. I will get to those in the next segment. But coming up very soon is the Clinton G. Martin Park Pool Party for Dogs. So
wow.
It was a huge success last year. It's going to be on Tuesday, September 6th from 4 to 7 p.m., that's always the closing of the pool, so people in that special New Hyde Park district can come and bring their dogs.
Yeah, I think last year was the first year
they
did that. I think the dog calls 311, barks twice if they're coming.
But it's really a cute event, and you have to pre-register for this. You must live in the New Hyde Park Special Park District, but you do not have to be a member of the pool to attend this.
Okay.
So call 311 if you have a little dog that wants to go party at the pool. So. It should be very exciting. And also coming up September 17th is the annual Beach Feast, and that's 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. It's a free festival. There's tons of food trucks there. Spirits are being served, too. It's really a cool event. There's a classic car show. There's live music.
Right. It's really great for the whole family.
Yeah.
And they have live music.
And the food's really good. There's tons of interesting food trucks, which I think is always fun. And wine and beer is served, you know, in different trucks too, if that's your thing.
Okay. Wink, wink, Christina.
But I really think everyone should definitely come check it out. And as Beck said, it's a fun event for the entire family to be there. So that's at North Hempstead Beach Park Saturday.
North Hempstead Beach Park is amazing. I have to tell you, as you know, we just wrapped up our final Fun Day Monday on Monday. It was, I think, the busiest we've had.
Yeah, it was really quite the scene.
It was quite busy. Yeah. We had a incredible dedication service to our veterans, which was lovely. And it was just very busy. It's something that, like, you know, I think we're between 700 and 1,000 people.
Yeah, definitely.
They have access to the beach and the facilities, and we provide a little cafe.
Yeah, and, you know, we kept promoting it every Monday, you know, whatever the different theme, every Friday, whatever the different theme was. And what I said is so wonderful about Fun Day Monday is there's so much going on that there's literally something for everyone. So, you know, there's always some kind of live entertainment there. There's the mindfulness coloring was there, the farmer's market, the trail you could do.
The fitness,
the fitness classes. So it's really a wonderful event. And it's just nice to see around. Everyone's enjoying you're sitting with their friends, and there's a little mahjong section that goes on. It's just...
And I have to say that with community services and the Department of Services for the Aging and Parks Department, how hard everyone works to make this program come to life as it does, between, you know, finding performers for eight Fun Day Mondays every Monday, outdoor, setting it up, chairs and tables and tents, and, you know, there's always a concern of weather and heat, and the lifeguards are there if anyone's not feeling well, you know, so it takes a lot to make Fun Day Monday work, and I just have to say, you know, I just want to acknowledge
that,
because the town works very hard to make sure that this program is both a great source of socialization, entertainment, and is safe for the seniors. And every senior is welcome, and we provide transportation to it. So if for next year you haven't had the chance to enjoy a day at Monday, and we always, you know, if it's really bad weather on a Monday, it's always Thursday, unless it's really bad weather on a Monday and a Thursday. I think it's only happened once that we ever actually even had to cancel, and I think it was due to the extreme heat.
Yeah.
But other than that, 311 for any information on Fun Day Monday. And thanks go out again to all the participants of the town, all the seniors who come, and just so gracious and happy and line dance, and to all the staff of the town that works so hard to make this program so successful for over 30 years, Anne.
Wow. Now, let me just ask you one thing. For those that don't really want Fun Day Monday to come really to an end, is there something coming up, Christina, in September?
Yes. Well, that's what we were mentioning, the Beach Feast, September 17th. And like I said, you know, it's great for the whole family, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. The live music, it's there's going to be three bands.
Wow.
There will be Jessie's Girl, which is an 80s cover band, Camelot, a classic rock band, and Tiger Rose, a Jerry Garcia tribute band. So there is certainly a variety of music going on there.
And that Tiger Rose, I've seen them a bunch of times, and they are great.
Good. Well, there you go.
So, I'm sure they're all great, but I just know because I've only seen Tiger Rose.
Yeah, and it's just, I think it's great. You know, they have a variety of music, like I said before, the classic car show, and then there's going to be a game truck that will actually, you could have video games for your kids. So you could put your kids in the game truck and go listen to one of your favorite bands.
And then there's
and there'll
the
be
beach.
College football games also being broadcasted, because that was a bit of an issue last time. So now that will be there too.
Can't miss
so the event is free, but to the parking fee is $10 in cash or $7 by credit card.
Oh, okay.
Which confused John and I at first, because usually credit card's more, but we double checked. It is $10 in cash or $7 debit credit card.
Wonderful.
So I recommend everyone checks that out. I know I'm going to try and be there. 311 or 869-6311 for beach fees.
That's
and
right.
Also that day, because North Hempstead doesn't stop, is the STOP program, the fourth annual event. It's from 9:30 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that's at Michael J. Tully Park. So you can go, get rid of your stuff, and then head over to Beach Feast and buy some more stuff.
What does it say in there? What kinds of things?
Yeah, so
it's
really an amazing, it's one of our favorite. I know our seniors love this program because it's a perfect time to get rid of everything and anything, pretty much. So you can bring your medication, so whether it's over the counter or, you know, any kind of medication. You can bring household chemicals, pesticides, fertilizers, bulbs, batteries, TVs, computers, paints, oil-based paints, and you could also bring on top of that any papers. You know, you're able if you're able to bring six banker-sized boxes.
Right.
You know, of personal papers, obviously not office material, but your own personal things, and you could watch it in the truck, get read. You know, and John has attended them before and says it's really a very good process.
Right.
So you literally, you can just go, there's everything, there's sections, so you can roll up and drop things off, and it's really a wonderful reason to clear out stuff. So.
Right, because they'll properly dispose of things such as medications and chemicals so that they don't wind up in our water supply or in our ground, because, you know, putting pills or medications or chemicals
and you might, you know, and, you know, you don't even think about it sometimes, but it really makes a huge, huge impact. And then this is just a reason, you know, you could literally just have everything and just go and do it. And on top of that, they have Big Brother Big Sisters is going to have a truck there, and you literally can donate all kinds of things to that, including clothes, stuffed animals, electronics, toys, sporting equipment, shoes, books, rugs, bikes, picture frames they even take.
Right, right.
So you literally can get rid of pretty much anything in your garage that is no longer of use and bring it to the STOP event on September 17th, Michael J. Tully Park, 9:30 to 3. So.
Right. I was actually just encouraging my son this morning, Christina and Anne, to fill up two big bags of clothes to donate, because now that he's 17 and 6 foot one, a lot, or 6 feet maybe, maybe he's not 6'1 yet, a lot of the clothes that don't fit him, although he, it's hard for him to get rid of, and we talked about it, I said, you know, you, like if it's his favorite band or just a shirt that he had, I said, you know, imagine that this shirt is now going to be worn by somebody who maybe could not afford it and can be proud to wear their favorite band, and you know, really kind of encourage them. So it's good to encourage the kids to do it.
But or you could just have my brother who just gets rid of everything a month later. So
there you go.
But then you don't have clutter.
Yeah, right. Clutter. That's another show. But we have about 30 seconds before our break. This will be our final break before our last segment, which will
doing
be
a great job, Beck.
Thank
as your
you.
Guest hosting.
Thank you. Watch it, John. So. Talk of the Town will be back in a few seconds, and that will be with Ann Hirsch, our great co-host, and Christina Liu, who has the longest title. and we're just so lucky to have her, and me, Rebecca Miller, and this is Project Independence in You, WCWP.org.